This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. A U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented evidence that Hamas diverted U.N. aid deliveries in Gaza. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
A top U.S. envoy says Israel has not presented specific evidence for its claims that Hamas is diverting U.N. aid shipments entering Gaza. The envoy adds that Israel's recent killings of Gaza police commanders, who escort truck convoys, have made it impossible to safely distribute goods. Even before the latest setback, the U.S. has said that the aid reaching Gaza is just not enough. Meanwhile, charities are cooking for many displaced people in the region due to severe food shortages amid the ongoing war. Israel has repeatedly accused Hamas of diverting aid, including fuel, once it reaches Gaza, a claim that UN aid agencies have denied. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
At the Munich Security Conference, the U.S. pledges to continue military aid for Ukraine. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Vice President Kamala Harris, speaking in Germany,
"We stand with Ukraine,"
says the United States and its allies can't afford to let Russia win its war against Ukraine, pointing to the aggression by Russia's President Vladimir Putin.
"Hostile to democratic principles, not to mention what we learned about in the last 24 hours.
Referring to the death of Putin's political foe, Alexei Navalny, she calls on Congress to pass the aid that was pledged.
"Political gamesmanship has no role to play in what is fundamentally about the significance of standing with an ally."
While President Volodymyr Zelensky told reporters he doesn't feel betrayed by the U.S., because he's confident the aid is coming. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For additional stories, visit VOANews.com.